My name is Anna Tyler, and I'm the Chair of Trustees at the RNIB.
What does Braille mean to you?
Well, Braille means a lot to me for a couple of reasons. Firstly, because I'm of a generation where many children like me didn't learn Braille because our parents wanted us to sort of pass as normal. And I really feel I've missed out. My literacy skills took a long time to develop because of it. And I'm very committed to the cause of literacy, both in this role and in other roles that I've had. Literacy is the key to living a full and rewarding life, to having an education, to having a job. And Braille gives people real literacy opportunities. So it's absolutely a key mechanism for living a full life.
How important are events like these to celebrate Braille?
Well, everyone loves a party. I can never resist a canapé. But they are important because it keeps it in the forefront of people's imaginations, and it keeps it current so that nobody forgets that there are still thousands upon thousands of people who use Braille. And even in the digital age, we haven't given up on Braille. In fact, I've just been looking at a piece of kit next door, which looks like an iPad, but it's a sort of instant Brailler where a teacher can speak into a machine at one end and up will pop the text on the iPad-like machine at the other end for a student to read there and then. I mean, that's just remarkable. And so it's current, and it sits alongside and is bundled in with a whole range of other tools that help people get an education and get jobs.
What advice would you give to people who would like to start learning Braille?
Do it. I so wish I had. It's like many things that I wish I'd done earlier in life, and I've now started doing it at a fairly senior age. It's never too late. Give it a go.
What's the one thing you would like people to know about Braille?
It is that access to literacy, and that it's not difficult. It was designed by somebody who was eminently practical and was looking for solutions, and that's exactly what Braille has provided.
What would you say to people who think that Braille might be quote-unquote extinct, or might become extinct?
Well, I can tell you that there are tens of thousands of people who are Braille users in this country. We print out Braille on demand books on a regular basis for more than 1,000 people who are signed up to the library. So it's alive and well, and it's thriving. It's far from extinct.
Have you got any funny stories about Braille or funny Braille insights?
Well, I personally don't. I'm not sure that I'm the right person to ask about that, but it's a bit like, probably a bit like doing text messaging, you know. It's always open to slightly dodgy errors along the way, and particularly if you're dictating something. Sometimes it doesn't always come out quite as you intended.
I'm Ellie Southwood, and I'm here because I have been a user of Braille since I was born. It has meant an enormous amount to me. It's basically been the difference between being able to read fiction books, especially when I was younger, right through to studying at university. And I am, at the moment, sort of rekindling my relationship with Braille, because for years and years it's been so easy to use audio. It's been so much quicker, frankly. But I really miss Braille in my life, and I'm really sort of getting back into it in a big way. It means an enormous amount to me. There is nothing like the feeling of holding a Braille book, reading a physical book. The experience of reading that way, for me, feels completely different to any other experience. I remember when I was small, van loads of Braille books arriving at the post office. I remember taking, I think, 6 volumes of Anna Karenina on holiday one year, and I don't think I've ever fessed up to the RNIB library that I'm not entirely sure they all managed to come back. And, you know, right through to study and all of those things that have really helped my education and definitely employment opportunities along the way.
How important do you think are events like these when it comes to celebrating Braille?
They're really important because they're so rare. Because it is so rare to be in a room full of people who have a shared interest. I don't just mean a shared interest, a shared knowledge, a shared love and passion for Braille, and who are, for a very once in a lifetime probably, because these events don't come along a lot, together to really celebrate that. There's a real sense of community, and Braille will only have this birthday once.
What advice would you give to people who are looking to start learning Braille?
Give it a go. Definitely give it a go. My dad learned Braille when I was small, which part of me absolutely loved because it felt like he was finding something to share with me. And part of me was frustrated because I couldn't leave notes for my sister that I knew he wouldn't be able to read. But yeah, definitely have a go. And there are so many different ways of accessing Braille now. So no longer do you have to have arms of steel and haul around clunky books. You know, it can just be in your pocket or your handbag.
What would you say is something that people may not know about Braille?
I'm always amazed at how rarely people notice Braille signage. And it's a funny thing, isn't it? Because part of you feels, slightly cynically, I guess, that, you know, Braille signage is only useful if you know it's there. But certainly, I'm always surprised at how people just don't notice it. And there's something quite nice about that, because it just means it's not obvious, or maybe doesn't look as kind of special, or, you know, like adapted signage. Maybe it does just blend in, and I think that's a really nice feeling that I can access something and be confident which door I'm walking through alongside someone who's no idea it's there at all.
What would you say to people who say that Braille could become quote-unquote extinct?
Oh, I feel really sad when I hear that. So for me, I think Braille is about literacy. So there is a lot you can get from audio. There's a lot of joy from reading in audio, but it isn't literacy. It isn't spelling. It isn't punctuation, however sort of dull that might sound. But I do feel quite troubled by the idea that children aren't having the opportunity to learn Braille if they want to, because I do think it's a literacy issue.
Have you got any funny Braille stories or insights?
When I was a teenager, I had a sort of link with a specialist teacher for visually impaired people, and we were going to a conference, and there's an absolutely lovely lady involved called Dot Sprague, and we spent the entire evening before the conference thinking that that was what the event was going to be about, that it was a Braille terminology, Dot Sprague, as in Dot 5, Dot 3, but it turned out she was a lovely, lovely woman.